want to bring in another voice here. It is Julian Assange's colleague, Glenn Greenwald. He's on the line. He's a longtime backer and proponent of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Glenn, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Sure. I'm not sure why you introduced me as a colleague of Julian Assange, since I'm not actually that. I've reported on him as a journalist, but I'm happy to be with you.
Well, to tell, I would love if you could actually, just so people understand, characterize your relationship with him and with WikiLeaks.
Sure. I'm a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has reported on WikiLeaks over the years, just like NPR has. And beyond that, I don't have any relationship with WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, and I'm not sure why you're trying to imply otherwise.
Have you been in contact with him today or leading up to this?
No.
And what do you think of the charges against him?
Well, I agree with the Obama Justice Department, the Washington Post editorial of 2011, the Guardian editorial from yesterday, and the consensus of press freedom groups around the world, which is that prosecuting Julian Assange in connection with publishing secret documents that showed U.S. war crimes is one of the gravest threats to press freedom possibly imaginable. And the indictment that the DOJ issued says, among other things, that Assange, for example, encouraged Manning to get more documents than she had originally provided, which is something journalists, I don't know if you know, work with sources or not in your reporting, but I do. This is something journalists do every day. They say, thanks for getting me this. Is there any way you can get more of that? So to criminalize that, encouraging sources to get more classified documents, is to criminalize journalism. And I would hope no journalist would stand behind the Trump administration as it tries to do that. Obviously, if Julian Assange actually hacked into a government database, that's just standard criminal hacking. But the indictment doesn't say that. The indictment says that Julian worked with Chelsea Manning and encouraged her in order to get these documents, which, again, is something journalists do all the time. We'll have to see what the evidence says. Obviously, hacking is a crime, and just because you're a journalist doesn't mean you get to do that. But encouraging a source or working with a source to get documents is pure investigative journalism.